It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. 17 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in New Hampshire. The state announced 4 new cases of the virus yesterday. NHPR's health reporter Jason Moon has been checking in with doctors across the state to learn how they're preparing for the spread of the illness, and he joins us now to talk about that via Skype. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Rick.
Many of our listeners have been concerned with testing and limited supplies here in the Granite State. Are doctors now able to test for the virus?
In theory, yes. Doctors now across the country really should have access to tests from reference laboratories. These are nationwide labs like Quest Labs or LabCorp, and they can take samples and send the samples off to those companies and get the test back. Often it's a matter of a couple of days to get the results back. The problem, though, is that a lot of doctors right now don't feel like they have the correct protective gear to take the sample from the patient in the first place. So when you're testing someone for COVID-19, often what you're trying to get is a throat swab. And so that really puts the healthcare worker at risk if, in fact, that person does have COVID-19. And so it requires, a respirator mask, face shield, gown. And those are exactly the kinds of medical supplies that are in short supply right now. So there are tests available, but it seems like a new bottleneck, if you will, in getting those tests to people is not enough protective gear, especially at doctor's offices around the state, to take the sample.
Okay, so does this mean if someone is concerned that they have the virus, they can receive the testing at their primary care doctor's office, or they have to go somewhere else?
Well, it's really going to depend on their doctor's office. Do they feel comfortable taking the swab there? Do they have the right gear to take the swab there? Talking to doctors myself yesterday, it can really vary. All doctors want the correct gear to keep themselves and their staff safe. But some doctors I talked to said it would be preferable if they could just send everyone to a centralized location to get tested to protect them and their staff. Other doctors I talked to said, actually, it would be great if we could spread out the testing to the local level, to the doctor's offices, to kind of take some of the pressure off some of the state's larger medical facilities like Dartmouth-Hitchcock or Catholic Medical Center. So again, it's really going to depend on the individual situation of your primary care doctor. But if you're listening now and are wondering if you could get tested, I would make that call and see, what your doctor is comfortable with.
So the first call always should be to your primary doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Did any of the doctors you spoke with say, look, we're worried about contracting the virus ourselves, we're worried about taking care of our patients, other patients and staff here in the office? What are they doing to protect themselves if they don't have all the equipment they need?
Absolutely. They are extremely concerned about that for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the first is that if their doctor's office or their staff becomes infected, it's going to really hamper their ability to just provide care for other patients. And knowing that we may be in this for the long haul, some of the doctors I've been talking to are taking those steps now to ration masks, to reuse masks in a limited fashion in line with what the CDC is now recommending. I talked to one doctor's office in Concord where they've decided to wear the N95 respirator masks all day, every day at work, regardless of what kind of procedure they're doing, is they are just so concerned about having a case inside the office and contaminating that space. Another reason for that is just the financial implications of that. This office in Concord that I was speaking to is a locally owned family practitioner's office. And if they were to close down for a period because of a confirmed case inside the building, the doctor who owns it said that might be enough to put them out of business. So there's a real fear and urge to protect the healthcare workers for a variety of reasons.
Okay, what about New Hampshire hospitals? Do we have an idea of whether they have enough beds or enough protective equipment for healthcare workers?
Unfortunately, I think the answer is going to be that we're going to find out. The hospitals are taking steps right now to try to conserve those resources. So places like Dartmouth-Hitchcock, Catholic Medical Center, the state's two largest hospitals, they are delaying elective procedures, trying to not only free up bed space, but again, conserve those protective gear, masks, gowns, gloves, hand sanitizer, those sorts of things. you know, whether that's going to be enough, whether they're going to be able to handle a potential surge in patients, that that's going to be the real question.
Jason, I'm wondering what you are watching for as, you know, the medical professionals in the state are still trying to figure out what to do here and how they're preparing. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking to hear from, you know, medical workers, healthcare professionals who are improvising in this situation. You know, I talked to one doctor who told me that he doesn't have all the correct gowns he needs to do the swabs, but he's thinking of ways of using garbage bags, sort of like an improvised raincoat, as he put it, to do these tests. So as this all unfolds and people deal with shortages, I'm going to be interested to see the ways in which healthcare workers are just sort of improvising on the job out there in New Hampshire. And in fact, for listeners, if you are a healthcare worker, we would love for you to fill out our coronavirus survey at nhpr.org and tell us what sort of challenges you're facing and, you know, how are you trying to get around those?
Yeah, we're really relying on listeners to let us know what is happening in their communities and in their offices.
Absolutely.
NHPR's health reporter, Jason Moon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
A reminder that you can stay up to date with all of our coronavirus coverage at nhpr.org/coronavirus. And while you're there, as Jason said, let us know what you have a question about by filling out our survey. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.